Emerging Enterprise Awards 2022 on Money FM 89.3 is brought to you by OCBC and the Business Times.
Money FM 89.3, thanks for joining us for this conversation where we are putting a spotlight on some of Singapore's most promising businesses. And no annual award better honours the bold ambition of Singapore's young businesses under 10 years old than the Emerging Enterprise Award. Jointly organised by the Business Times, the Financial Daily under Singapore Press Holdings, as well as OCBC Bank. Now this year, 2022, marks 15 years of the award's celebration of business innovation, resilience and excellence in SMEs, the bedrock of the Singapore economy. Since 2008, the award has been empowering startups and young enterprises with both recognition and resources to take fight and achieve stellar growth. Today, we chat with one of the 15 finalists in contention for this year's award to find out what makes them tick. And I love video games, so I'm quite excited to meet the award-winning studio responsible for the popular Cat Quest franchise and more. And we have in the studio with us Desmond Wong, CEO of the Gentle Bros. Thanks for joining us, Desmond.
Hi, thanks for having me. It's a real honor to be here. Yeah.
Now, let's start with your business first. Tell us more how you got started. Well, what was the driving force behind Gentle Bros?
The current founders, we all met in Koei Tecmo, which is a games development studio based in Singapore. So we're literally sitting all together. And working in a big games company, we didn't really want to feel like small cogs in a huge machine, as you tend to do when working in a big company like that. We all wanted to make our own games. So we literally just, you know, started talking to each other and like, hey, do you guys want to make a game together? You know, we got permission from the company and all, and it was fine. So that was pretty much how it started. You know, the game that we worked on in our free time picked up steam. It looked really good. You know, we managed to get a publishing deal from a pretty big name publisher at that time. And then we decided to use this opportunity to leave the company and start the Gentle Bros.
This sounds like the premise of its own video game, because it's such a journey. And I imagine there are a lot of stories behind it. Before we get into those stories, give us an idea about the business model behind your studio. You've got this Cat Quest game. Yep. That's your main title. Yep. How do you make money from this?
Right. So we basically sell the games on many various stores, like the PlayStation Store, the Xbox Store. PC platforms has stuff like Steam, right? Nintendo, on the Switch. So we basically sell our games for full price or at a fixed price and on all these storefronts, right? But for Cat Quest 2, what we did differently was we actually signed a deal with Apple Arcade to put our games on subscription-based platforms. So that worked pretty well for us as well. So pretty much how we make money is through these primary means, right? But we do also do licensing deals for merchandise and various things based on our characters. So we have a line of toys, clothes, iPhone cases, you know, stuff like that, plushies, right? Based on the Cat Quest characters that we have signed deals with various merchandise.
A lot of people love cats, so I'm sure you have no problem selling these things. And the markets you're serving, where are you seeing most of the crowd coming from?
It's actually from the US, Europe, Japan. The main reason for this is because the bulk of players in the world, just purely demographic and population, are all centralized in those areas.
Right, what are you talking about? How old are these people?
So we have people who are veteran gamers, you know, we have people who have never played games before. We have kids, you know, we have parents who want to introduce games to kids, you know, so they play Cat Quest like a whole family thing, right? So initially, when we designed Cat Quest, we had targeted young adults and people who like to play games on their phones, who don't really have a lot of time to invest, but want to have a great gaming experience. So that was really our primary target audience at the beginning. But I think due to the accessibility of our design, you know, we managed to reach all these audiences as well.
Yeah, and past few years, I guess, must have been a sweet spot when it came to just getting people to try out these games.
Yeah. People couldn't do anything at home, right? They were stuck at home. So a lot of people were turning to video games, you know, to have fun, to escape, you know, to kind of bond with their family members and things like that. So yeah, we did enjoy quite a bit of uptick during the past few years.
All right, let's get into some of the stories behind Cat Quest.
Okay,
your game
has
garnered over 2.5 million downloads worldwide. And I know that's a long story behind how it got started. There are many iterations cats and games before you got to Cat Quest. Walk us through the whole process of getting to where you are right now.
Wow, okay. So this was fresh off Slashy Hero, which was our previous game. So we knew we wanted to work on a new IP, right? And we kind of knew that we wanted it to be based on cats because firstly, cats are awesome, right? The internet loves cats as well. And the team members at the time, we also liked cats, right? So we figured like, okay, if we made a game about cats, that's half the battle won. People are going to like it on default already, right? And then we just need to make sure the game is pretty good or decent, and it hopefully should be successful, right? So we went through a lot of iterations. I think one of the earliest one I remember was a game called Copycat. It was a dancing game of sorts where you were to copy the dance moves of your opponent.
It sounds fun. Did it take off?
No, it didn't, because like because I'm the designer, right? And I don't think I have a single musical bone in my body. So it was really hard to design a game based on music and rhythm, right? So we did a couple of prototypes. The character was really cute. And that's pretty much how it went from there, right? Game development is all about iteration. We had a really cute character from the Copycat game. We took that character, we moved it to another prototype, which was a more like action-based exploration game. And then it just kept going from there, like, okay, this didn't work. And then, but what good can we take from this prototype? The exploration was good, we took that. We explored different combat systems. Oh, that was good, we took that. And then we just basically combined everything. And then we got like a role-playing game experience that we see today in Cat Quest.
Yeah, I guess part of the lessons took was, you know, time to market. You really have to be fast with these things to catch the trends, right?
Yes and no. So like there are definitely trends in the market right now, but usually if you're following a trend in game development, you're pretty much always too late by the time the game comes out, because typically like for an indie game like ours, it takes about 1 to 2 years of development, right? So by the time you're trying to follow a trend, 2 years later, maybe there's another trend already, right? So what we tend to do in the company is we try to find something we love, right? Something that we think we could make a good product on. And basically kind of like a hole in the market that we think we could fill. And then we just go all in on it and try to make the best product that we can. You're guaranteed an audience at least, because, you know, you're making a game for gamers, right?
Yeah. We're in conversation with Desmond Wong. He is the CEO of the Gentle Bros, the guys behind the Cat Quest franchise, the popular video game. And you've just gone through the judging process for the OCBC Emerging Enterprise Award. Desmond, walk us through how the whole session played out when you walked into the room.
Oh, when I walked in the room, there were basically, I think I remember seeing like a whole lot of judges, right? Way more than I thought there would be.
Was it intimidating for you?
No, because I had personally done stuff like that before.
When you're pitching for funds.
Yeah, when pitching for funds, grants, you know, meeting publishers and things like that. So it wasn't completely out of the blue, but it was my first time pitching to like at a more businessy event, because I'm used to like talking to publishers or game industry people, right? So it was also the first time I had to wear a jacket, right? So we usually don't wear jackets.
But in terms of questions, what stood out for you when it came to, you know, that thinking process?
One of the judges that really surprised me was someone who asked a lot of game-related questions, because he was a gamer himself. I was really surprised because I was expecting a lot more businessy kind of questions. So the kind of questions he was asking was really related to the games industry, like coming from a gamer himself. He was asking questions like, usually a game franchise with lots of sequels tend to sell less and less as it goes, you know, and things like that. So what was my thoughts on those things, right? So gladly I had an answer, you know, thankfully I had an answer to that. But it really surprised me, because it shows that he had a really core fundamental understanding.
Yeah, did that make you rethink about your plans for Cat Quest 3 because it's a sequel?
Oh, no. I mean, there are tons of examples of games with sequels that did really well as well. Like Final Fantasy is a franchise that has lasted almost, I think the next mainline Final Fantasy game is 16, right? So there are many examples of franchises that do well as well. And I think the lesson to take away from that is to see how they did well, right? I think they reinvented themselves with every sequel and every iteration. So that's how it didn't go stale. And that's what we plan to do with the Cat Quest games too.
Yeah, many of the judges, I'm sure they had their own perspectives going into the judging process. When it comes to monetization, what were some of the questions that stood out for you?
Right, I think that was a question where I think someone asked, like, why didn't we do the free-to-play model instead? Right, so I think for that, the main reason why we chose a premium model was because the games that we grew up playing, right, they were mostly...
What are some of these games?
Like Zelda, right, like Metal Gear, Final Fantasy, right, all these games we grew up playing, we grew up enjoying. So a lot of like our sensibilities when it comes to game design are derived from the games that we played when we were young, right? So the free-to-play model is a really different approach, right? You're trying to design something that's fun but still frustrating enough that people will want to pay money to buy all those little bit of items in the game, right? Whereas the more traditional premium approach is you're just trying to design a product that's as fun as possible and as appealing as possible. And I think as a company, like our DNA, we are more, our strengths lie in that area rather than the free-to-play stuff. So like I was telling you previously, our first product as a company was actually Slashy Hero. That was a free-to-play game. So we tried that, you know, it did okay, but it didn't do as well as Cat Quest. So I think that's the point where we knew that, you know, we had to concentrate on what we're good at. And I think people would appreciate that and support us as well.
Okay, yeah. And just wrap things up. Winning the OCBC Emerging Enterprise Awards, if you do win it, what does that mean for you and the company?
Oh, I think that would be great. I think it will show the local industry as a whole, right? Like Singapore as a whole, that, you know, you can make a successful business making video games. Because a lot of people think that, you know, no good games come out of Singapore, right? So I'd like to prove that wrong, right? I'd like to show the world and Singapore in general that it is possible. And if any, you know, people wants to start their own business making indie games, right? Just we hope to be able to inspire them to do what we did.
Yeah. In terms of future plans, what will you be hoping to unlock?
Oh, like we hope to be able to expose our company to way more things, you know, way more business opportunities, right? That will hopefully be able to bring our company to the next level. And that's what we're really looking forward to.
All right, we've been chatting with Desmond Wong. He is the CEO of the Gentle Bros, the video game development company behind the Cat Quest franchise. Desmond, thanks for the time today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Emerging Enterprise Awards 2022 on Money FM 89.3 is brought to you by OCBC and the Business Times. Recognizing business innovation, resilience, and excellence in SMEs, the bedrock of the Singapore economy.